On this episode, how do Kegels actually help?
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. It is a beautiful, snowy, late afternoon in the mountains. So let's talk about Kegels, reverse Kegels, root squeeze, root push. I talk about and use those terms regularly, and that is for a very good reason, because they matter. They help us. Let's talk about exactly how they help, because one of the most common questions that I've gotten in DMs and text messages and from clients is basically, how do Kegels, reverse Kegels, how does that actually help us? There's two main ways. The first is strength. As we talked about in recent episodes, in a number of ways, the strength of the sexual part of our body matters. So Kegels, reverse Kegels, those are different terms. Root squeeze, root push, that's what I like to call it. Different terms for the same thing, which is exercising our sex muscle, exercising our pelvic floor and those muscles that are involved in that, and exercising both directions. So the squeeze and the push, which is Kegel, reverse Kegel, root squeeze, root push. It's the same thing. I like the term root because it's a little more inclusive of what is really happening, which is it is our energetic root. So doing Kegels, reverse Kegels, which we'll talk about a little bit more in a minute, how to do that, when to do that. But doing that in general, the first way it's going to help you is strength in your entire sexual being. And this will lead to higher libido, better overall sexual energy. Sex will actually feel better when your root muscle is stronger. You will have stronger erections. You will be able to control it better potentially, which is part two. Part two of what Kegels, reverse Kegels, all of this training will do for you is it will give you better control of that muscle. And we've got to have control of that muscle from a physical standpoint as well as an energetic standpoint if we're going to be able to last as long as we want to last, if we're going to be able to transmute that energy up into the rest of our being so that it can become creative energy and fire and enthusiasm and confidence and all these other things that it can be when it lives in the rest of our being, that takes control. So practicing Kegels, reverse Kegels, root squeeze, root push, whatever you want to call it, it's going to give you strength and it's going to give you control. And if we're talking about the group of muscles, both physically and energetically, the floor of our body, the root of our body, the foundation of our body, having better strength there, having better control there, is a very important and powerful thing. So that's what Kegels and reverse Kegels will do for you. Here's a couple ways to train it. This is not an inclusive list. One is if you're on iOS, if you're on Apple, there's a pretty good app called Stamina, S-T-A-M-E-N-A. It's just a timer, basically. But it will take you through practicing root squeezes and root pushes. It's not going to call that. It's going to call it a Kegel squeeze and a reverse Kegel. And by the way, if those terms are new to you, if you don't know exactly what I'm talking about when I say Kegel, reverse Kegel, root squeeze, root push, go to Spotify on this podcast, go to the show page, go to the search at the very top and search root and Kegel and go back and review those episodes and you will know exactly what I'm talking about. So Stamina, S-T-A-M-E-N-A, is an app on iOS that's pretty good. I like it. It takes you through both the squeeze side and the push side. There are other apps on Android and other apps on iOS. Be very, very sure that as you're training this in various ways, that you train both the squeeze side and the push side, because that is very important for balance. And many guys especially are out of balance when they start this mindful journey. They are out of balance to the squeeze side. So be absolutely sure to train the push side. Other ways to train this. When you're edging, you're going to train this. If you're edging, especially for extended periods, you are going to be exercising this muscle, especially if you're edging mindfully. Also, train this muscle when you're engaged in physical training, when you're lifting, when you're engaged in any kind of strength training, body weight, or any kind of strength training, especially. Engage this muscle because it is the energetic root of your body. And you will find that as you engage this in your physical training, you will not only be stronger in your training, but you'll also build that from a sexual standpoint. So engage it in your training. Be aware of it throughout the day. Train it specifically. Train it through your edging sessions. And last of all, most importantly, ensure that you not only have strength in this area, but you have balance. We don't want to be out of balance to the squeeze side because that also can lead to tension. So we need to practice the push side, and we also need to practice regular relaxation and massage, coming back to a place of balance in the middle where we're not overly on that squeeze tension kind of side. One of the very best things you can do for that, and the last thing I'll leave you with, is just throughout the day, bring your attention to that root muscle and just relax it. Bring it back to a relaxed position. That's going to definitely help you when it comes to having stamina and having better control, is getting rid of that sort of default kind of squeeze that a lot of guys' bodies have. They're in this default kind of squeeze position throughout the day, and often these squeeze kind of pulses throughout the day. The more we can eliminate that and the more we can rest in a relaxed position by default, the better control you're going to have, the better you're going to be able to transmute energy up into the rest of your being, the longer you're going to be able to last. So that's how Kegels and reverse Kegels help you. Again, there is a lot of information available on previous episodes of this podcast. If you go back and search, also join us in the Brotherhood. We talk about lots of things. I can't remember the last time we had a specific conversation about Kegels, but we talk about lots of things because we discuss and work on and share things that are life things and all the aspects of being the best version of ourselves and going out and kicking ass. So thank you for being here and listening. Either way, go out and get after it. Go get some Mother Nature. She'll help you. She'll heal you. She always does. And she'll never leave. She's always there. You gotta sometimes put in the effort. Just like any other relationship, guess what? With Mother Nature, you gotta put in the effort to really go out and get the best of Mother Nature. So put in the effort, go get after it in all of your life. We'll talk to you soon.